Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, how heavily does the U.S.-China trade war impact your world of tech? Could it mean the hiking of iPhone prices? What does it do to the volatile state of cryptocurrency? And how soon before things get resolved for big tech? Finding out after these tech headlines. Google has agreed to refund advertisers for ads purchased on its ad marketplaces that ran on websites with fraudulent traffic. This follows a lawsuit claiming the tech giant was withholding the payments. And according to documents viewed by the Wall Street Journal in 2017, Google offered limited refunds to those who had purchased ad space, the kind that resulted in ads running on sites whose traffic was artificially boosted by bots. The journal says Google has modified contracts to alter its policies regarding litigation brought by advertisers. Separately, Google promised that its advertiser clients would receive refunds for ads that ran on sites with fraudulent traffic. The world's biggest video game publishers are paying popular gamers tens of thousands of dollars to play their latest releases live over the internet. But why? They're hoping to break through to buyers, which is proving to be a tough task in a world where games like Fortnite hog the spotlight. Electronic Arts, Activision Blizzard, Ubisoft Entertainment, and Take-Two Interactive are among the publishers making big payouts for the live streams. The amounts could go as high as $50,000 an hour for top celebrity gamers. And as for hints of what you can expect down the line, Take-Two plans to pay streamers to play Borderlands 3 when the comedic shooter game launches in September. And Ubisoft plans to use live streaming again for the October release of its special ops shooter game, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint. And now, if you wouldn't mind, let's talk about the state of chips. Demand for chips specialized for AI in particular is growing at such a pace the industry can barely keep up. And the journal makes the case that Chip King NVIDIA may be losing its dominance. Case in point, Qualcomm unveiled a new AI chip last month, and Hewlett-Packard just on Friday reached a deal to acquire Cray Inc. This is a company that makes high-end equipment for supercomputers that are increasingly being deployed for AI research. And you can expect more where this came from. Sales of such chips are expected to double this year to around $8 billion and reach more than $34 billion by 2023. Coming up, how the U.S.-China trade war impacts the tech industry.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
As reported in the ever-escalating U.S. trade war with China, the White House has threatened to introduce 25% tariffs on $200 million of Chinese goods. So how does that impact big tech? Let's use one of the U.S.'s most valuable tech companies as an example, Apple, and more importantly, your Apple products. Barron's Alexandra Skaggs has more.
Apple's earnings per share could be hurt 15 to 20% by higher tariffs. If that happens, the smartphone maker may have to raise its prices or just accept lower profitability. China is a large part of Apple's supply chain, and FactSet estimates Apple gets almost 20% of its revenues from there. So Apple investors are probably hoping that the U.S. and China reach a trade deal over the summer.
In addition to tacking on the already announced $500 billion in tariffs that could raise prices on almost half of everything the U.S. buys from China, President Xi Jinping has said he would retaliate. Some say China could impose new taxes and added regulation on U.S. companies. Others say China could introduce slowing deal approvals or encourage citizens to boycott U.S. goods. Also impacted by the trade war escalation, Bitcoin, the favorite cryptocurrency of the masses, has climbed 90% this year. What do we make of that?
It's always tough to say what makes Bitcoin's price move, but prices were low for most of this year, until the past month and a half. Bitcoin started rallying right around the time the U.S.'s trade war with China started heating up. Analysts say that investors are selling China's currency and moving into cryptocurrency.
But according to many analysts weighing in, including Real Clear Markets editor John Tamney, there is simply too much money in big tech, and the U.S.-China trade dispute will have to come to some resolution soon.
The Chinese could wait longer. They've always looked at things from a more of a longer-term perspective, but keep in mind that President Trump has 2020 to think about. The election's coming up. The last thing he wants to go into the 2020 elections with is to explain a crash stock market, a weaker economy. Donald Trump has staked his presidency on a rising stock market and economic growth. You cannot get that while also conducting a trade war with one of the biggest markets in the world for some of the U.S.'s most valuable companies. Just to use one example, Apple, the second most valuable U.S. company right now, gets a third of its sales from China. You can't be warring with that country.
For all the latest details on the U.S.-China trade dispute, head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.